Carson, thanks for speaking with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us about these inmates. What has landed them in jail in the first place?
Most of them have committed, usually it's petty crimes, in the recent case was residential entry. So most of the time it's pretty minor stuff, and it generally it's they're acting out from their mental illness. It's not any kind of criminal intent, and end up in jail, which often, if they're suffering from a mental illness, is the worst place they could be sent. A lot of clinicians say that being in the jail situation and that scenario, you know, captivity really aggravates their symptoms, makes it worse.
Can you give us some background? I mean, how did we even get to this point where jails are being forced to provide mental health care?
It's a long trend. My understanding from what people told me, a big part of it is cuts, switching over from state hospitals to what they call these community mental health centers. So they've really cut funding to these state hospitals, which used to be the place to go.
And in 2012, your report said Indiana cut more than $24 million?
Correct. It was over 9%, around 9% cut, which was the second biggest state cut to a mental health budget in the country. I think Illinois was the number one. I was told within the last 20 years, the number of beds had probably decreased around over 60%, probably close to two-thirds of the beds have been cut at state hospitals, which, like I said, were the largest provider in the past of mental health services. The people at the Howard County Jail told me, I mean, they're usually waiting at least a month, sometimes up to 3 months, to get people into a bed for long-term treatment.
How is the Howard County Jail dealing with this?
They're actually doing a pretty good job compared to a lot of places. They've hired a on-call 24/7 mental health therapist to help treat, diagnose, talk to inmates who are having issues or acting out. They're also really good about having good communication with the local hospitals and mental health organizations.
Are these long-term solutions, or do you think these are just stopgap measures?
No, I wouldn't say they're long-term solutions. I mean, a long-term solution is going to require, from what I've been told, is some serious legislation, increasing funding, increasing services. I mean, it's not going to stop until you have some sort of system where instead of going to jail for committing a crime if you have a mental illness, you know, they go and get treatment. That's the only way to really prevent the jail from getting overcrowded with people suffering from mental illnesses. So, yeah, I don't know about stopgap, but definitely not long-term. It's kind of just putting a Band-Aid on the issue.
How unique is Howard County's situation to other jails across the state?
I don't think it's very unique. I think this is something going on probably in every county jail. I think it's probably worse in Howard County just because Kokomo is a larger city. But no county has access to lots of mental health services because of the budget cuts and all that. So it's the nature of the beast where if you don't have any money, these people are going to end up in jail. So I can't say specifically whether it's a problem in every jail, but I'd say it's safe to say that the jails are usually the largest mental health facilities in most counties.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.